Hello everyone. Not sure if anybody remembers who I am, or if the people who used to listen to me are still listening or browsing PTA. But hi, it's Kim, or No Remedy for Memory. I used to post a lot on here, but it's been a year since I stopped. I decided to turn my attention elsewhere, because, like I said in my last audio, Pillow Talk, I joined when I was in a state of transition in my life. And now I can tell you. When I first joined Pillow Talk, I was not very happy in life. I was kind of just going with the flow. Didn't really have any real goals. And I was just floating. And I liked to talk. And I had a lot of ideas in my mind and thoughts. So I used this subreddit to really just let it all out. And it's funny because I had not known how to really use Reddit. I only used it for Pillow Talk because that's the only, like, it's the only thing I knew how to do on here. Since then I've, like, kind of got the gist of Reddit, but I still don't use it. I only ever go on to really check my inbox to see if anybody has messaged me, which thank you so much to everybody who has within the past year and a half. Less than a year and a half, but thank you. I would check it every like 1 or 2 months and be surprised with how many messages are waiting for me, and kind of really reminded me how I really got to where I am today. So, back to what I was saying. After I had started recording audios for Pillow Talk, I think a few months later, I decided that I wanted to make like a health change. So I got active. I started running. I started like a diet, which it was a cool change for me because I finally had something to really work on and you know, better myself in every single way possible. So as I was doing that, like, I was just going through some changes and I was so happy. I was so much happier. And then, early 2015, this is where the story starts. This is the big change. I was still on Reddit, on Pillow Talk, and I would get messages. And you all know, you would message me if you want somebody to talk to, or if you need anything, any like help with a problem in your life. I was always there because I liked it, and I still do. I got this message one day. It was an audio. I don't usually get audios back. I've gotten a few, but this one was an audio, and I listened to it, and it was a guy just thanking me for my audios and for doing what I did. And I don't know, something about the way he said it or his voice kind of stuck with me. Not that all the other messages were inferior, if that makes sense, but it just stuck with me. Something in my brain just, like, it turned on. And I was just like, okay. this guy was really nice and I like his voice and blah blah blah. So I responded back with an audio just saying, oh, thank you for being there. And it started this flurry of responding back and forth. It was nothing serious for, you know, a couple months. And then I started to think, like, why am I suddenly just refreshing my inbox, like, every single, you know, not every single hour, but often to see if he had responded to me. And I started to just kind of try to brush it off because it's just somebody online. I don't know anything of it. And he's from a different country. So the time difference was a thing too. But long story short, we talked and talked and talked until we added each other on Facebook and talked more, kind of addressed some mutual feelings going on, and started a thing, and by a thing I mean started to become a real relationship. We started to really dig deep into everything. We knew a lot about each other and grew a bond. What am I trying to say? I'm trying to say that my boyfriend, I met him on Pillow Talk, and this was back in early 2015 started. So it's been a year and a half, a little over a year and a half since we met. And we'd been talking every day since. He visited me from a different country this summer. We met for the first time. He met my family. And it's been so wonderful. And I'm trying to visit him in January. So what I'm trying to say is I had to juggle this new guy, Pillow Talk, my new lifestyle, school, family, just real life things, and then an online thing. Not that I put Pillow Talk on the bottom of my priority list. It is far, you know, up there, but I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. And I just wanted to share it with you guys. Pillow Talk is more than just a subreddit that I used to go on and post audios. Some more risque than others, but it is a place that I met someone that I truly love on and am with right now. So have faith, you will find somebody, whether it be on Reddit or in the post office, I don't know. They will come when you least expect it. And at that moment in time, I was not looking for anybody. And I think that's when they usually pop up, when you truly least expect it. So if you have any other questions, you could ask me. Don't ask super personal ones. Not personal ones, but details. Like, oh, which country is he from? Or stuff like that. Because I want to keep things a little private. But anyway, back to everything else. Feel free to message me if ever you need any, like, place, any place. It's a safe place in my inbox. I will try to respond as fast as I can. I will probably try to make like a night out of two nights out of every week to respond and really truly help whoever I can. Not sure if I'm gonna still make audios because the same reasons that I stopped, but I just wanted to update you and follow up with my life and give you some answers. One person actually guessed the right, like, got the right idea, like, oh, since you found somebody, hope you're doing well. I'm like, oh, was I that obvious? Not sure. Yeah, it's crazy, right? It's just, it could have been anybody, but, you know, the heart wants what it wants, right? I guess that's it. I just wanted to tell you that story. It was not really climactic, but I missed you guys, so thank you for everything. Thank you for just listening to me and always being there. And I will try to do the same as usual. So, guess we'll talk soon. Hopefully. Send me a message, comment, whatever. Apparently you can't respond to comments anymore. I don't know how things have changed. So, I'm gonna try to work around this and catch you on the flip side. That was dumb, so I'm gonna take that back, even though I already said it. Oh, okay. Bye, everyone.